Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
me. Come home, come home.
Songs of Praise endeavors to draw your heart, mind, and soul to a close relationship with your Savior, Jesus Christ.
Promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of Christ my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
To rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to Thee.
Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord,
to the cross where Thou hast died.
Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the precious clear side.
Consecrate me.
Steadfast hope, and my will be lost in Thine.
Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure dear.
Again at Jesus' enjoy eternity together forever.
Without you there, it just won't be the same.
Without you there, there'll be an empty place.
In God's heart, heaven will be missing your smile. So will you meet me there? Will you meet me there?
Because in heaven we'll be at peace forevermore. No more crying, no more death, no more pain. And there in heaven we'll meet again at Jesus' feet. Let's enjoy eternity.
If you're enjoying this music, encourage your friends to listen to this program each week.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the
footsteps and giveth me songs in the night.
Grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free. For the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea,
the rolling sea,
higher than the depths,
sparkling like a saucer,
all sufficient grace for even me,
for even me. broader than the scope of my transgression. Sing is greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus. Praise his name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most afar. Highest transforming power, making him God's dear child. Purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity. And the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea,
the rolling sea.
Wonderful grace,
fountain
of all-sufficient grace
for even me.
Broader than the scope of my transgression, sing is greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name.
Hurting, 'cause when you hurt, I hurt too. I'd like to say I know exactly what you're going through, but through trials and tribulations, we all have a different race. Even though I can't do much for you, one thing is for sure, I can pray. Time of trouble, I can pray for you. When you need a helping hand, when you think you can't go on and feel your prayers are going through, when I'm talking to the Father, I'll pray for you. When it seems you're all alone, no one cares. It seems like there's no hope, and it's more than you can bear. Well, you'll always have a friend in Jesus, and you'll always have a friend in me. I'll call out your name to my Father. You can tell when I'm down on my trouble. I can pray for you when you need a helping hand, when you think you can't go on and feel your prayers are going through. When I'm talking to the Father, I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you in your time of trouble. Yes, I can pray. Aren't going through. When I'm talking to the Father, I'll pray for you. When I'm talking to the Father, I'll pray for you.
Uncertainties, when feeling lost and lonely, when darkness covers over you and you find you're weak and lonely, remember there's a guiding light, a faithful, loving friend.
Here am I.
invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood.
Riches in
has failed, ere the day is half done. When we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's forgiven is only love has no limits, His grace has no measure, His power has no boundary known unto men. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus,
from the grave now works in us to powerfully save. He frees our hearts to live his grace. Go tell of his good.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled Prayers and Permits. Joshua 1:9 reads, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." When you move an organization across a continent, there are bound to be some challenges along the way. The challenges that come up are often nothing more than God's way of reminding you just what a great God He is. With trucks soon to arrive from Southern California, Jeff Blumenberg, a field representative of It Is Written Ministries, who managed our cross-country transition, was prepared and organized. Jeff had laid out a comprehensive, time-sensitive plan of what was needed to happen to facilitate the ministry's move. Office space had been leased, and renovations were needed before staff, furniture, and equipment could move in. A carefully crafted timeline would have to be followed if everything were to happen as it should. Local authorities had reviewed our plans and assured us the issuance of any necessary permits was just a formality. We could move forward confidently with our plans to relocate the ministry. However, some days after dropping off plans, forms, and our permit application, Jeff received a phone call requesting he visit with the Zoning and Planning Commission to discuss some issues. Even though your premises are a certain size, the total area of the building you're in is this size, and therefore, your blueprints have to be stamped. You need to have this all reviewed by architects and engineers. Until you do, there's no way we can give you the permit you're asking for. Jeff's experience with this type of issue told him this would not only add to the cost of the project, but also increase the processing time by weeks, weeks we did not have. The staff were scheduled to arrive and would not be able to occupy the office. Semi-trucks full of furniture and equipment were scheduled, and it was not good, and Jeff knew it. "But you previously told me," he tried. "I'm sorry, sir. There's nothing we can do." However, Jeff could do something. Before turning to leave, he prayed a silent prayer. "Lord, it's time for you to do something. We're in a jam here, and there's no way out. Please, I need your help." The woman behind the desk looked at Jeff impassively. She would not be moved. At that very moment, a man emerged from a back office. Jeff had not seen him during the conversation and did not know that the man was near. Excuse me, Sue, the man spoke to the woman behind the desk, but I wonder if there's something we can do to help this gentleman. Jeff and Sue looked at the man quizzically. Jeff held his breath and prayed, "Lord, please." "I'm thinking that if we were to do this," the man began, pointing to a paragraph printed on a piece of paper he was holding, "and if we looked at it from a different perspective, I wonder if we couldn't give Mr. Blumenberg that permit right now. What do you think? I think we could do it." There was a brief pause and more praying before the woman at the counter smiled and said, "You know, I think we can do that." 5 minutes later, It Is Written had the permit we needed to complete our renovations and get our new premises ready for occupancy. "I don't even know who that man was," Jeff told me later, "or why he bothered to get involved in our situation. That was definitely God moving on our behalf. That was nothing short of a miracle." A reflection connected with this story comes from Desire of Ages. Christ did not fail, neither was he discouraged, and his followers are to manifest a faith of the same enduring nature. They are to live as he lived and work as he worked, because they depend on him as the great master worker. Courage, energy, and perseverance they must possess. Though apparent impossibilities obstruct their way, by his grace they are to go forward. Instead of deploring difficulties, they are called upon to surmount them. From Desire of Ages, page 680. Prayers and Permits was written by John Bradshaw, speaker, director for It Is Written. It Is Written seeks to impact lives for Christ through a weekly telecast, the internet, a worldwide evangelistic ministry, and Christian living and faith-sharing resources. For information, you can look at itiswritten.com.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com. Welcome to our series, You're Not Alone, in which Alan Sonter, for many years a missionary educator, in the islands of the South Pacific tell stories that help us to know that God is always watching over us, wherever we are. This episode is entitled Angels on the Road.
These two stories happened a few kilometres south of Toowoomba on the New England Highway. The first incident happened to me in March 1997. I was driving a 1975 Holden Premier from Toowoomba down to Newcastle in New South Wales. I had left Toowoomba quite early in the morning and was just south of Stanthorpe at about 9:40 when there was a sudden sound like a gunshot. Car shuddered a bit. I realised that one of the tyres had blown out, but couldn't tell which one. I was a bit shaken by the unexpected noise and almost involuntarily put my foot on the brake. Without any apparent tendency to pull either one way or the other, the car slowed to a stop on the shoulder of the road. At this point, the road curved gently to the right, and beyond the shoulder was a drop of almost 2 metres. Quickly, I jumped out to see which tyre had blown. Both on the driver's side were okay, so I went around the back and checked the rear left side. Still okay. Then I saw smoke coming from the left front tyre and was rather shocked to see how ripped up it was. Really shredded in places. I looked at my watch so I would know how much time this mishap had cost. As I took off the damaged tyre, I noticed that a large hole had been blown in the inner face and down the inside wall, and that my braking had shredded and burnt the tyre rather badly. At the time, I wondered at the severity of the damage in view of the fact that the car had handled so well. Fortunately, I had a good spare, so I put it on and again checked the time, noting that I had been held up for just 10 minutes. As I started off again, I thanked God for saving me from harm, recalling stories I had heard about serious accidents resulting from blowouts, especially when the front tyres had been involved. When I reached Tenterfield, about 50 kilometres or so down the highway, I had 2 new tyres fitted to the front of the car. I don't believe in taking risks just because God looks after me in emergencies. When I reached my father's house just south of Newcastle that evening, I told him about the blowout. He was almost 88 years of age at the time and was a very committed Christian. He has since passed away. He asked me at what time the blowout had happened. So I told him it would have been about 20 to 10 New South Wales time. On hearing this, he said that early in the morning, in his regular prayers, he had prayed that I would have a safe trip, but that about the time of the blowout, he had felt strongly impressed to pray again for my safety. He had thought to himself, "Why should I pray again for Alan's safety? I've already asked God for that." But the impression came back, "Pray again now." So he had left his work out in the garden and had gone inside and prayed again that I would be kept safe on the road. I am sure now that the reason why the blowout had caused so little upset to the car was that God had sent his angels to take control of the situation in answer to my father's prayer. After telling me about the incident of that morning, my father showed me a letter he had recently received from a relative in South Africa, telling of an incident in which the front left-hand tyre of a family relative's car had blown out, causing the car to roll over. My relative had almost been killed in the accident. She was in intensive care for some weeks, and the doctors considered her fortunate to be alive. Why does God save some and not others, when he is with all of us everywhere? I don't know the answer to that, but I do know God would like to be able to save us all, because he loves us all. But in this world of sin, he has chosen not to interfere with our free will, and he has apparently given Satan some freedom to exercise his destructive power to demonstrate just how cruel and unjust he is. The first part of the book of Job in the Bible gives us an insight into Satan's role in some unhappy experiences. The second story for today was told to me by my friend Ralph. Late one afternoon in 1995, he was travelling to Toowoomba with a friend from Llangollen, just north of Guyra in New South Wales. Ralph was a committed Christian, and knowing the danger on the road, had asked God to protect them on the trip. Their car was towing a heavily loaded trailer, and after they reached the bottom of the Ben Lomond Range, a station wagon passed them, the driver making signs to them that something was wrong with the trailer. Ralph's friend, who was driving, applied the brakes, and just as the car slowed, the wheel dropped off the trailer, helping them to a rather quick stop. The wheel, which had obviously been loose for some time, had chopped through the studs and damaged the holes in the wheel itself. Fortunately, they had a spare, but could do nothing about the cut studs on the hub. As Ralph and the driver were surveying the damage, wondering what to do, the station wagon pulled in behind them. The driver, who had alerted them to the problem, had turned around and come back to give a hand. As the stranger emerged from his vehicle, Ralph and his friend noted that he was a tough-looking giant of a man with heavily tattooed arms. He looked as though he had just got out of prison. He came up to the trailer and his glance took in the situation. "Oh, your wheel came off," was his first comment. Then after a pause, "I can fix this for you if you like. I'm a truckie and I've got a workshop at home just up the road at the next little town." Ralph and his friend were grateful for the offer, and the stranger said that they would have to get the stub axle off the trailer. The jacks they had would not fit under the trailer axle, so Ralph, who has a heart condition, made a half-hearted attempt to lift the trailer, but realised that it was far too heavy. The truckie told him that he had had an operation on his back just 3 months before. Despite the physical problems of the two men, when there seemed to be no other way to get the trailer axle up off the ground, the truckie suggested that they both try lifting it. So while the friend had the spare wheel ready to slide under the axle, the two men took hold of the trailer and lifted. Miraculously, the axle came up and the friend was able to slip the wheel underneath. Then they took off the stub axle and the truckie prepared to take it home for repair. While they were working to get off the stub axle, the truckie told Ralph and his friend that he had been broken down numbers of times, but nobody had ever helped him. However, he said he wouldn't have liked to have been in their situation, so he was happy to help. Ralph noted that the truckie, for all his rough appearance, spoke in a refined manner, never once used any coarse language. After the truckie left with the axle, Ralph and his friend waited by their vehicle. By now it was becoming dark, and many vehicles, including two police cars, passed without anyone stopping to offer assistance. After about an hour and a half, the truckie returned with new studs on the hub. Within a few minutes, he and Ralph had replaced the stub axle and had the spare wheel fitted. Ralph and his friend were most appreciative of the truckie's help and thanked him sincerely. He wanted no payment for his work, but Ralph insisted on giving him something anyway. When Ralph and his friend went on their way again, the truckie followed them as far as his hometown to be sure they had no further problems. When you think of the way everything worked out in this story, you realise that there were just too many coincidences for things to have happened merely by chance. The wheel stayed on all the way down the range, where there could have been serious results if it had come off. The passing stranger alerted them to the problem just in time to prevent the wheel coming off at speed. Two men with physical problems were able to lift the trailer. The stranger was a truckie who was willing to help and had the facilities to repair the axle. The truckie never told them his name, and Ralph's friend thinks he must have been an angel in disguise. Whether the stranger was an angel or whether he was just a very kind and helpful man is not the important point. The important point is that God was there on the highway that day and he looked after Ralph and his friend. Do you ever wish that you had someone looking after you? Planning for your welfare? Well, you do have such a one, and you should know that you're not really alone. God is with you, just a prayer away, and He loves you and wants to help you. These stories illustrate the truth that God does plan for us if we just ask Him to do so and trust Him as He works things out.
You've been listening to our series, You're Not Alone. Stories told by Alan Sonta that help us to know that God is always watching over us, wherever we are. If you have any comments or questions, send an email to radio@3abnaustralia.org.au or give us a call within Australia on 02 4973 3456. May God bless you, and remember, you are not alone.
You have been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.